97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and UNC School of Media and Journalism present Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. Sports Focus is dedicated to in-depth examination of issues of overriding importance in the sports world. Each week, we'll discuss problems and look for solutions in professional, collegiate, and amateur sports. From Carroll Hall on the Carolina campus, here's your host, journalism professor Charlie Tuggle.
Welcome to Sports Focus. Our topic today, currently unemployed pro football player Colin Kaepernick. Our guest, Kevin Blackstone, columnist for the Washington Post and a regular commentator on ESPN. So, Kevin, what I'd like for you to do is kind of juxtapose two recent developments. Number one, that Kaepernick remains unemployed, and the record salary, $25 million per year, that Derek Carr will receive as the quarterback of the Oakland Raiders. Two teams right across the bay from one another, two very different stories.
Yeah, two very different stories indeed. One guy is on the way up in his career, and the other one appears to be on his way out. And I think it makes sense with Derek Carr. He's done very well with franchise that had been somewhat moribund in the last few years and seems to have them in the right direction. But Kaepernick's the real story, because here's a quarterback who's still young, should be hitting his the peak of his career, took a team to the Super Bowl, appeared to be somewhat of a revolutionary player in the game in terms of the way he used his entire skill set. But because he seems to be somewhat of a revolutionary off the field, suddenly finds himself trying to bang on the NFL door to get back in the game, and you know, it's clearly because of his politics. There's nothing else to it.
Well, a couple of commentators have said in the past few days, I think it was Fox Sports, Deadspin, some others, that he's done. It's over. Do you think it's over?
Well, I don't think it's over, and you know, even though I wrote a couple months ago that unless and until he gets a contract commensurate to his resume in the NFL, that he's essentially being blackballed by the league. But I just continue to believe that there are too many mediocre to poor quarterbacks in this league on teams that could do well by hiring a guy with the experience of Colin Kaepernick and the success that he's had, any which way you cut it. If, in fact, he cannot find a job, then I think he needs to go the route of someone like Hodges, Craig Hodges with the Bulls, who I wrote about, who too was very strident in his political views. Found himself run out of the NBA, where he had been a shooting guard for the championship Chicago Bulls, and had presented a letter of grievances from the African American community to President Bush at the time in the early 90s, and people took offense to that. And he was outspoken on a number of other issues and never got back into the league, and then he unsuccessfully sued the NBA for employment discrimination. I think Colin Kaepernick would have a much better argument, given where he is in his career and what he's accomplished, than even Craig Hodges, because there's really no reason that he should not be in this league.
In the article that you wrote back in March, you mentioned that Kaepernick essentially spit in the eye of the NFL.
Right. I don't think that there's a professional league that has wrapped itself more in patriotism, nationalism, militarism than the NFL. And as such, I think that that's the way the league kind of views Kaepernick, as being a front to everything that they've come to stand for, particularly from a marketing aspect. And then not only that, but the growth of the NFL has really tracked the growth of white suburban America, despite the fact that there are some stadiums within cities, and we identify all of those teams with those cities. you know, these are teams that are, by and large, populated by a fan base that, that lives in the suburbs, and so many of the fans are I think white males, and they are offended by Kaepernick, and I think that as a result, I think there are a number of owners, a number of front offices that are very uncomfortable with having someone like Colin Kaepernick on their team, who threatens to upset that fan base, particularly when he's been so outspoken against the extrajudicial killing of black men in this country by police and those pretending to be police.
So
it's a very real issue for us, but has become a complicated issue for those franchises.
Yeah, so what he posted the other day seems to have really raised some hackles. It was a comparison of police to slave catchers back in the day.
Right, but you and I know, if we've studied history, and maybe Colin Kaepernick learned or was reminded from watching the Oscar-nominated film 13th on the 13th Amendment by Ava DuVernay, that in fact what Colin Kaepernick tweeted is based in fact, that the development of municipal police forces is tied very much to the policing of newly freed slaves in the South. There is a direct link there. So when I saw that, I thought to myself, "Oh, he saw the documentary, or he's educated himself again on another topic." Other people, they saw it and they took offense because they don't understand the historical basis from which Colin Kaepernick made that comparison.
Sports Focus. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now back to the show on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome back to Sports Focus. We're talking with Kevin Blackistone about all the uproar surrounding Colin Kaepernick. So in what might seem like a weird juxtaposition here, Kevin, did Kaepernick suffer, if you will, the same fate that our president often suffers, that he tweets something without context and people who don't understand the context take it differently than how he intended it?
Sure. There's no question about that. I mean, the social media platform, particularly Twitter, is rapid fire. And you can only say so much in 140 characters with video if you want to add it, or a photo. And I'm trying to remember. I think he may have added a photo of the...
He had the two badges.
The police badges, right.
Yeah.
It's not a place where you can contextualize a piece of history or an argument like the one he's making. But, you know, if we, and certainly if you want to compare him to President Trump, that comparison can be made. The only thing I would say about that comparison is it falls flat when you look at the record of incorrect information, if not flat-out lies, that the president has issued on Twitter, as opposed to what Colin Kaepernick has. I don't think he has a history of lying or spewing out inaccurate information via social media.
All right, so I try to look at these things from both sides, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why Kaepernick supporters would not be very happy. All right, we have a right in this country to make political statements, right?
Right.
And that's what he's done.
Right.
He seems to be being punished for it because the league has signed plenty of quarterbacks. I don't think Kaepernick is all world, but he's certainly
right.
a decent to mid-range NFL starting quarterback.
Absolutely.
So there's that. But the other side of it is, look, this is a business. How we, you know, our image is part of the deal. I can sort of see the NFL or the various teams saying, you know, they always come out with this media circus, distraction, that kind of thing. But that's not totally, I think, out of line for them to think that way.
Well, the one thing I would say about that is that there are athletes in the league who have embraced political stances that the league has decided to accept for whatever reasons.
Kaepernick wasn't the only player to kneel.
No, he wasn't the only player to kneel, and others joined him. But I'm even thinking to Tim Tebow, with whom the league gave every opportunity to play. Yet he and his mother, and it was very understandable given his personal story and her personal story, he and his mother were given an opportunity to have to pose in an ad for the Right to Life campaign during the Super Bowl, which most people have argued was the first political ad that the NFL has allowed during a Super Bowl coverage. So that's a very hot button political issue that the NFL has embraced. Not only that, you know, we also know about any number of athletes that the and coaches and in one case an owner have been involved in criminal events. That the league has decided that's fine, they can continue to participate in our game. So, the league does not have a blanket policy. The league appears to have a judgmental policy, and they will pick and choose against those who they so desire to participate in their game. But again, with Colin Kaepernick, he has attached himself to something that has become a national movement. He's attached himself to an issue of great import to the black community, of great import to the two-thirds of men who play the game that the NFL puts on every weekend. And he's very passionate about that, and he should be very passionate about that because this is a life-or-death issue. A life or death issue. And I don't understand, I don't know why the league couldn't understand that. And I'll tell you what, if Colin Kaepernick were in the NBA, I don't think the NBA would struggle with his point of view as much as the NFL does. Because the NBA has couched itself in a different way. And the NBA is far more progressive on just about any issue than is the NFL.
Sports Focus. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Focus with Charlie Tuggle. And now back to the show on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome back to Sports Focus and our discussion of pro football player Colin Kaepernick. We're talking with Kevin Blackstone, columnist for The Washington Post. All right, Kevin, I want to follow up on your contrast between the NFL and the NBA. Expound on that a little bit, if you will.
Sure. I think the NBA is seen more as, I think, as putting on an urban game and seen more as, I think, and seen more as a diverse game. And so where I don't think the NFL is viewed quite the same. And so you've seen over the years, but particularly since the Trayvon Martin murder in Florida, you've seen the league struggle but support political viewpoints from its players and in some instances from its coaches when it comes to matters surrounding the Black Lives Matter movement and matters specifically regarding the extrajudicial killing of black men in this country that so often result in no investigation, certainly no arrests, and absolutely no convictions of the police or those pretending to be police who perpetrate these murders. So we saw what happened with the Miami Heat when Dwayne Wade and LeBron James did the picture in hoodies in symbolic in a symbolic gesture of standing beside Trayvon Martin's family. We saw the reaction to Donald Sterling when the players, though late to the game, I might add, decided that they couldn't put up with his bigotry and threatened not to play again until he was out of the league. We saw the league's approach to handling the WNBA players, I believe it was the Minnesota Lynx, who refused to talk to reporters after a game except about the topic of extrajudicial killing of black men. And for a short while, the WNBA reacted to try to squash their voices, but those women stood firm, and the WNBA realized that it had taken a misstep and decided to give them the platform that they deserve if we believe in freedom of speech. So that league and none of those players in the WNBA or in the NBA have been given a cold shoulder in free agency or any other way by any of the teams in the league. So that's what I mean by the NBA being far more open to dialogue than the NFL appears to be.
All right, so let me take the stance of one of the writers who's said something mm-hmm. about this recently, is to the effect of, you know, you have to admire Kaepernick. He has a point of view, and he wants to express that point of view, and we have that right in this country, but he knows what the game is with the NFL. And if he makes this decision that he's going to be an activist instead of an NFL player, that's his decision.
And Charlie, I would say the fallacy in that is that someone in this country would have to make a choice between their employment and being involved in the democratic process. We don't make that observation of anybody else in this country except for athletes and entertainers, which are really one and the same. You know, we don't say that about the plumber who comes to our house to fix our sink. We don't say that about school teachers. We don't say that about university professors. We don't say that about anybody except these folks, and in particularly black males who decide to stand up. Why should Colin Kaepernick have to make a choice between employment and being a participant in the democratic process? In fact, when Colin Kaepernick revealed that he did not participate in the electoral process last November, I wrote a column criticizing him for that. Specifically because if he believes so strongly in his stance against police violence, then it was demanded that he participate in the voting booth simply because there was one side that was couched itself as law and order and was supportive of policies that had been ruled unconstitutional, policing policies ruled unconstitutional in this country, specifically because they unfairly targeted black males. So I've never understood why this is that keep politics out of sports thing. And Charlie, you and I know from studying these games and covering these games as reporters that politics and sports have never been separated.
Exactly.
And so that's why I immediately dismiss that sort of argument.
All right, so in the final 20 seconds we have left, can Colin Kaepernick be employed in the NFL?
I think he can be. I think he will be. I think that at some point during training camp, some place will offer him an opportunity to play. I mean, it is just too stark to look at this guy, 29 years old, what he's accomplished in this league, and to think that and accomplished last year with a bad franchise, the San Francisco 49ers, and say that he can't play in this league. I cannot imagine that's going to happen. But if it does happen, he's got a case.
And that does it for this edition of Sports Focus. Thanks to our guest, Kevin Blackistone. Thanks also to producer Carol Bono. And as always, thanks to you for listening. Cheers.
Thanks to Richard Southall, Mark Nagel, and Deborah Southall at the College Sport Research Institute at the University of South Carolina for their research and guidance and for access to CSRI's international network of sources. Sports Focus is a service of UNC School of Media and Journalism.